This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli. When jazz musician Sam Rivers was in his 70s, he left the New York suburbs for warm and sunny Florida. But Rivers didn't go there to retire. Since moving to Orlando a decade ago, he's made a steady stream of records with small and large groups. In 2004, he returned to New York for a session that's yielded a couple of CDs. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews the new one.
When Sam Rivers popped up on record in the 1960s, jazz musicians were split into those who played in and them what played out. The ones who played by established bebop rules and the ones more inclined just to wing it. Rivers' free jazz credentials are impeccable, with umpteen all-improvised trio dates behind him. But along the way, he also worked with Billie Holiday, Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie, and blues man T-Bone Walker. The new CD, Violet Violets, bridges the inside and outside worlds of Sam Rivers. It's a freewheeling trio date with some open improvising, but also that blues, some original tunes, and good old good ones by Lucky Thompson and Ornette Coleman. The band isn't Rivers' working trio, but a one-shot co-op with New York bassist Ben Street. Danish drummer Creston Osgood organized the date. This session already produced the CD, Purple Violets, also on Denmark's Stunt label, and like it, this sequel's a bit rough at the edges. Not that roughness doesn't have its uses. That spontaneity is part of the music's charm. The 10 shortish pieces feel more like pencil sketches than attempted masterworks, a point unwittingly underscored by the bad homemade cover art. Now in his early 80s, Sam Rivers still has a commanding presence on tenor sax, the odd shaky moment aside. He gets a rich, chocolatey tone, and as a soloist, he's always looking to break old patterns and find his own way to comment on a melody. This is from What a Difference a Day Makes. Besides tenor, Sam Rivers also plays soprano sax and flute here. I'm not alone in liking his tenor best, and it's heavily featured on Violet Violets. Many saxophonists play both tenor and soprano, but Rivers is among the very few who started on the smaller, higher horn. He played soprano back when almost nobody did, before Coltrane got one. That may be why his Snake Charmer sound wears better than most. I'll give you a sample. But listen to the bass and drums, too, for how expertly they buoy Rivers up, changing tactics from moment to moment without losing momentum. They make the trio's music a real conversation. From time to time, Sam Rivers has justly lamented that he's never gotten his due as an original saxophonist and dedicated free player. Yeah, or as composer for large and small ensembles, or patron of New York's loft jazz scene of the 70s. But one advantage of being an octogenarian is longevity gives folks plenty of time to wise up, and I hope Mr. Rivers is feeling the love by now. A few of his Blue Note and Impulse classics of the 1960s and 70s are in print if you want to catch up on some other good stuff you missed. Better late than never.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas and is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Violet Violets by Sam Rivers on the Denmark label Stunt.